of law.
Can a child be held responsible for something that would be negligent if done by an adult? Well, the court booted that question in the case of the kickable can. Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO, sponsored by General Security Services Corporation. Amy Allison was a student at Campbell Grammar School. A favorite recess game was Kick the Can. This involved setting up a can in the center of the play area. Then all players but one would go and hide. The one player was supposed to find the others, and as soon as he spotted one, he had to run and kick the can. But so did the hider. Now, if the hider failed, he became a prisoner. All the hiders tried to kick as soon as they could, so they'd have more time to find another hiding place. One recess, Amy was the finder, and having a hard time. Finally, though, she spotted Carl Bello crouched behind a tree. She ran as fast as she could for the can. But Carl didn't like being beaten by a girl, so he also took off to kick the battered can. The youngsters came at each other from opposite directions. Amy quickly saw that Carl would get there first and feared he would kick the can and hit her. She stopped abruptly. Carl was concentrating on the can, paid no attention to Amy. His foot connected, and the can went sailing through the air. It hit Amy in the face, cutting her right near her eye. Well, the cut required surgery. Later, her parents sued Carl for damages. In court, Amy's attorney said, "This young man was almost 12 years old. Now, that's certainly old enough for him to have understood the danger in kicking a rusty old can toward a fellow student. He should have been aware of what he was doing. By failing to do so, he was negligent, and the court should rule against him." Carl's attorney said, "Children shouldn't have been playing this game at all because of the danger. But since they did, they were all equally negligent. Carl did nothing any of the others might not have done. He should not be held responsible for this kind of accident." May Amy recover damages from her fellow student? Well, we'll find out right after this. Should a child be held responsible for something that would be negligent if done by an adult? Not in this case, a California appeals court ruled. A child does not necessarily have the ability or experience of an adult in avoiding danger to himself or to others. In the heat of the game, it is not reasonable to expect a 12-year-old to stop and look to see if another might be hurt by his action. Therefore, he will not be held responsible for Amy's injuries. In this case in California, it's a Point of Law on WCCO.